This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
You're listening to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jill Reed, and Alan Minskoff, a contributor to Audiophile, has joined me this week, and we're talking about some of the books he's listening to, and we're getting his take on them. Hi, Alan.
Hi, and we are wandering into important historical fiction today.
And what is it?
It is The Autobiography of an Ex-Colored Man by James Weldon Johnson.
James Weldon Johnson wrote Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Yes, many, many songs. And he was also a leader, as you know, in the civil rights movement. But he wrote this highly influential short novel. And it came out in 1912 and was re-released to much more fanfare in 1927.
But it's not his autobiography.
Oh, no, it's fiction. It's a novel. We have to be very careful. This is a novel. It's almost like a novella. It's not long. And it really lends itself to audio. Because he writes, he almost writes musically. You know, he certainly, music was a great love of his, and he wrote with his brother many, many songs. But what I truly enjoyed in this audiobook was not just the story, but the performance of the story. I think later when we listen to David Sadzin, we'll hear he has a tough job because the narrator, and this, like Invisible Man and some other books, this is an unnamed narrator. We don't ever get his name. And of course, that's intentional. But what we do get is the sense of himself. And this is clearly a very intelligent man. He knows that about himself. And he's a musician and he's successful in that. But he is light-skinned. And this novel moves towards his passing. It is not from page one to the end about his passing for white. But the end, the last third of the novel, he marries a white woman. And he passes. He has children who also are light, very light-skinned. And it's a fascinating look at the early 20th century. Ragtime is very important in this. He plays ragtime. But he is he's a refined man. And later when we hear the excerpt, we will listen to his voice and his tone of voice. And one of the reasons we gave it an earphones award is that David Sadzin had a challenge because this man is both very refined and he's living in that most complicated time, the turn of the century for a Black American. The turn of the 20th century, sorry.
And David Sadzin also narrated Soul, which is now a Pixar film. And also he's one of the narrators of Look Both Ways, Jason Reynolds' book that basically is a book of short stories.
He has an evocative sound, and he reads this work. It's almost poetic the way he reads. He really gets in the mind of his autobiographer. It stays with you. I think I'm most impressed by the audiobooks, which after I'm done, I'm still hearing that voice, and that's very true of this.
Well, why don't we hear a little? Set this up for us.
Okay. At one point in the novel, he travels to the South, where he thinks he's going to kind of set up shop and do his music and learn about Southern music. And I think he's a little bit disappointed. And you can hear that in this section.
Okay. This is The Autobiography of an Ex-Colored Man by James Weldon Johnson, read by David Sadzin.
This dull red color of that part of the South I was then seeing had much, I think, to do with the extreme depression of my spirits. No public squares, no fountains, dingy streetcars, and, with the exception of three or four principal thoroughfares, unpaved streets. It was raining when I arrived, and some of these unpaved streets were absolutely impassable. Wheels sank to the hubs in red mire, and I actually stood for an hour and watched four or five men work to save a mule, which had stepped into a deep sink, from drowning, or rather, suffocating in the mud.
What an image that is. It just, also, you can see how, as a narrator, his strength as a narrator of being able to do descriptive passages in a way that really keeps the interest of the listener is quite a feat.
I agree. And I think the other thing he does very well, he's a wonderful painter of pictures. So that's why this was a very good, you know, selection, because this really paints a picture of that moment and that place and, you know, what Atlanta was like before Atlanta evolved. This is the pre-Atlanta Atlanta.
And it also, the novel itself, I would think, gives people a sense of what it was like to be Black then.
No question. Race is at the is a pivot of this book. And he also, an interesting thing that James Weldon Johnson does is he gives you a kind of iconography of Black experience during this period of time, from skin color to work to the middle class, which we very often don't hear about. But he gives the whole picture of what it was like to be a Black American in 1912.
So that is The Autobiography of an Ex-Colored Man by James Weldon Johnson, read by David Sadson. Alan, thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You are welcome, and I look forward to it.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. April 2021 marks the 25th annual celebration of poets and poetry with National Poetry Month. Nicholas Farrell delivers an inspiring work of imagination from the William Wordsworth autobiography in verse, The Prelude. According to our reviewer at Audiophile, The Prelude is an essential listen for anyone interested in the roots of Romanticism. That's The Prelude from Naxos Audiobooks. And follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts, and then leave us a rating on Apple because it helps people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.